I'm Aaron Schachter, and this is The World. It only took a couple of days. On Sunday, voters in Crimea opted to separate from Ukraine and join the Russian Federation. And today, Russia took them in. In a 40-minute televised speech, Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke emotionally about fixing a historical mistake. And with the mark of a pen, he annexed the Crimean Peninsula. Charles Maines was watching the Russian president's speech, and he reports now from Moscow.
Speaking in the Kremlin's St. George Hall, President Putin dipped into Crimea's historical ties to Russia again and again. He pointed to the bonds and battles shared under the early Slavic princes, and he spoke of Ukraine's position as Russia's brother nation within the Soviet Union. And he questioned the decision made by Soviet Premier Nikita Khrushchev to gift the Crimea to Ukraine back in 1954. Never in our wildest dreams, Putin said, would we have thought we'd be one day under different governments.
Crimea has always been an integral part of Russia in the hearts and minds of people. This is a conviction passed down on the basis of truth and justice from generation to generation.
Putin also took the opportunity to pack in complaints, most of them directed at the United States. He cited the U.S. for fomenting unrest in Russia and Ukraine, and for a double standard in pushing for the independence of Kosovo, but not recognizing the Crimean referendum. And he complained that the U.S. had deceived Russia about the expansion of NATO deep into Eastern Europe. At the time, Putin said, a weakened Moscow had no choice but to lower her head and accept the terms. But no more, he said. Russia is back and strong.
Russia is an independent country, active in the international arena. And like other countries, it has national interests that need to be taken into consideration and respected.
And those include defending the rights of ethnic Russians by any means. With that, Putin's history lesson went into warp speed. A table was pulled out, trumpets blared, and members of the new pro-Russian government in Crimea quickly signed papers. Just like that, Crimea and the city of Sevastopol were new members of the Russian Federation. Fyodor Krasheninikov, political analyst based in Ekaterinburg, said today's lightning-fast ratification marked the end of an era.
Today, the Russia we spent the past 23 years living in came to an end, the Russia that rejected its imperialist Soviet past. Unfortunately, today we returned from where we came. Today we saw Putin express the grievances of his generation, one that's nostalgic for the Soviet period.
Putin did say he had no desire to split Ukraine, but pro-Russian groups in eastern Ukraine, particularly in the Donbass region, have appealed to join the Russian Federation along with Crimea. And Russian Duma members announced they're considering a request by Moldova's breakaway region Transnistria to join Russia as well. If Russia decides to act on any of that, there's not much the West can do about it, says Fyodor Krasheninikov.
Before the eyes of the world, their security guarantees proved completely useless. The West doesn't want a war, and Russia has caught them on that point. The U.S. doesn't want to fight. Europe doesn't want to fight. But Putin, he's ready to.
Western governments have introduced a range of sanctions and visa restrictions targeting top Kremlin officials. But many of those targeted are shrugging them off. Putin advisor Vladislav Surkov noted he didn't need a U.S. visa to enjoy the things he loved about America, like the rapper Tupac Shakur, beat poet Allen Ginsberg, and abstract painter Jackson Pollock. Pollock, in particular, seemed an apt choice. With Crimea now a part of Russia and calls growing from other areas to join the Russian fold, a new picture was taking shape, one where the Kremlin finds it okay to paint outside the lines. For The World, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.